Place and Associates at Boulder, Colorado. St. Helena, California. June 26, 1906. To Dr. Place and his associates in sanitarium work at Boulder, Colorado. The Lord would be pleased to have Dr. Place serve him with his whole heart. The word of the Lord to Dr. Place is, "Judge true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart." Zechariah 7, verse 9, 10. Dr. Place, you could not have properly considered the results upon others, or you would not have established a sanitarium where you are now located. Your management in this matter has not pleased the Lord. Your sanitarium cannot be carried on to the glory of God, situated as near as it is to the Boulder Sanitarium. It cannot be carried on correctly in any place, unless the physicians keep the fear of the Lord ever before them. Return ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even this day do I declare it. Zechariah 9, verse 12. If you knew the whole history of the Boulder Sanitarium, from its first conception, you would have a history that is very interesting and instructive. The Lord has let His blessing rest upon the sanitarium that our people established in Boulder, because there have been faithful workers connected with it, who, in the fear of God, have labored unselfishly to make it a success. There has been praying and working from principle, and the Lord has heard prayer and has accepted thanksgiving. And why was our Boulder Sanitarium established? Was it not to teach health reform and use rational methods in the treatment of disease? Doctor, Place, if your institution gives indulgence to meat eating and various other appetites, then is not its influence against the sanitarium already established, where the principles of health reform are upheld? I have had the situation open to me, my brother, and the results for which a sanitarium should be conducted. The Boulder Sanitarium had, in the fear of God, taken the ground that our other leading sanitariums have taken, to discard meat, tea, coffee, spirituous liquors, and the drug medication. Temperance principles have been taught in parlor lectures and in other ways. Wholesome foods were served, and genuine health reform was taught. This institution should have had the right of way, but by the location of another sanitarium so nearby, the principles of which are in some respects quite different from those of the Boulder Sanitarium, difficulties will be presented which should not exist. There will be a constant influence to create a state of feelings that should never come in. Your institution will prove a temptation and will exert a wrong influence. Dr. Place, you are doing a serious wrong to your neighbor institution, to settle yourself so close to it. The religious atmosphere in our sanitariums is to be always preserved. It is not possible for you to carry on an institution to honor and glorify God, unless the physicians are in an attitude to worship the Creator and exalt the Lord God. The physicians, nurses, and helpers are to be ever on the alert and vigilant to speak words in season, ever pointing to the great medical missionary who can be depended upon to unite with human hands while they act their part intelligently and point souls to Jesus Christ, the mighty healer of the body and the soul. All who are living amid the perils of these last days are to guard the souls which are physically, mentally, and spiritually diseased. A false religion will often be seen and should be corrected. The perils of the last days are upon us. We are fighting in a conflict with enemies on every side, and we must be on our guard, for the evil angels will dispute every inch of advance ground. We are to watch their movements, else we will see that we are losing ground. We are servants, entrusted with the bodies and souls of those who patronize our institutions. We are to educate ourselves to do our very best in strength of influence in speech, actions, and association with unbelievers. All who are faithful watchmen are to exert every influence to win souls to Christ. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24, verse 44. Let every worker, as he faithfully performs his work for time and for eternity, be always ready to speak a word in season, lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Mark 13, verse 35 to 37,